Knock, knock. Coming in. Well, would you look at that? You're still in bed. What a huge surprise. How completely unlike you to still be in bed at lunchtime. Why is it like this every single week? It's incredibly inconsiderate. You act like a spoiled brat. Oh, I can't talk to you that way? Well, why is that? Because you're my boss? That is hilarious. No, sweetie, your father is my boss. At least, for now, I'm half convinced he's going to fire me. And do you know why? Because of you. He keeps making these comments about jobs left unfinished, and it never seems to dawn on him that I can't finish things when you're always getting in my way. And, you know, I have half a mind to tell him. What do I mean? I go to clean the media room, and you're in there, laying around, eating snacks, and leaving crumbs everywhere. I clean the kitchen, and you come in right behind me and make a mess. I do the laundry, but yours never gets done because you haven't picked it up and put it in the basket instead of leaving it on your floor. And when I come to clean your room, you're always still in bed. Now, I need you to get up so I can finish my job. I swear, you are so spoiled. You treat people with such disrespect. Do you think I enjoy cleaning up after you? Do you think this is fun? Because I can assure you, it is not. It's a job, one I can't afford to lose. And yet, here you are, putting me in an awkward situation. Now, get out of bed, please. Go out by the pool. Go meet your friends. Go literally anywhere else for the afternoon so you're out of my way. You're not going to. Why not? Because you don't like the way I'm talking to you? I don't care. I'm not going to kiss up to a naughty boy. This job is humiliating enough, all right? I have to pick up after other people. And your father thinks I don't pay attention to detail? And on top of that, I have to wear this humiliating maid uniform as if I just came off the set of fucking Downton Abbey. It's so tight through the chest I can barely button it. So, no, I refuse to ask you nicely. You are not a child, so you can be a decent human being for once in your pathetic life and just help me out. Really? You don't want to. So you're not gonna do it? Oh, okay, so you just wanna humiliate me. You wanna force me to ask you nicely and plead with you? You're being a real prick. But fine, whatever. If I must. Would you please get up so I can do my job and tidy your bedroom? What, I don't sound sincere enough? Really? Fine. Please, could you please get up so I can tidy this room and change the sheets? Now what? You want me to call you what? Master? I wouldn't even call your father that. Fine, whatever. I'll just fucking do it. Please, Master, will you get up so I can tidy your room? It would be so good of you, Master. Please be a good boy for me. Pretty please. You're still not going to move, are you? You made me plead and you're just sitting there. You did all this for what? Your amusement? Did it make you feel like a big man to make a woman grovel? You really are pathetic. You know, I think I know what this really is. It's a power trip for someone with no power at all. Bossing me around is literally the only situation where you have an ounce of control over your life. Hell, it's probably the only time you actually get to speak to a woman who isn't a relative. I mean, it's not like you have an actual social life. Jerking off alone in your room doesn't count. Oh, that guilty look on your face. Don't be so surprised. I clean up after you. I see the sticky tissues in your trash can. I wash the one crusty sock that never seems to have a match. And I change those stiff sheets. Aw, does it embarrass you to be called out? I wonder if you've ever even been touched by another person. Oh, that look in your face. I can tell you haven't. How embarrassing. But you know what must be even more embarrassing? The fact that you're getting hard right now from talking about this. Don't try to hide it. I've already seen the tent in your shorts. God, you're such a naughty boy. Look at you getting turned on when you're scolded by an older woman. This would have never happened if you'd just been a good boy and got up when I asked you to. You poor thing. You must be so humiliated now. I'd almost feel sorry for you if you weren't such a brat. You know, if you were to be a good boy for me, I mean, a really good boy, and promise me that you're gonna get up right now and stop getting in my way all the time, maybe I could do you a little favor. Maybe if you promise to be a good boy, I could help you with that problem you're having. You know, that tent pole in your shorts that you're trying to hide. It's obvious you'd like to touch it, but wouldn't it be more fun if I were to touch it for you? Look at you blushing. So cute. I'm told I give a really good hand job. I do enjoy it, you know. I've got really strong hands from all this housework, but they're also soft. What do you say? Do you want to be a good boy for me? Is it a deal? I've seen you eyeballing me before. The way my big tits are about to pop the buttons off this uniform. I mean, I can even unbutton it for you. You might like my lacy bra and my sexy cleavage. So, is it a deal? Yeah? Oh, you are going to enjoy this. I know I'm attractive. I've got this hourglass figure, these big titties, this curvy ass. You've probably dreamt of this while jerking yourself off, Tell me, good boy, do you fantasize about me? Oh, I know you do. Now, just watch me unbutton my maid's uniform. Do you like this lacy red bra I'm wearing? It's kind of a sexy contrast with my black uniform, right? Oh, look at that. Your hand is on your cock. I bet you didn't even think about it. It was just instinct. You naughty boy. You want to get it out? Yes, I would like to see it. Oh, you're not sure? Of course I'm turned on too. This is hot. Now take it out. Take that cock out, you dirty boy. Show me how hard it is. Oh, you have a beautiful cock. Do you want me to touch it? Well, then you're gonna have to ask. Ask me to touch it. Louder. Say please. Say it louder. That's a good boy. I like it when you say please. It sounds almost like begging. I like hearing you beg like a needy boy. So here's your reward. Oh, look at that. It's throbbing. Does that feel good, naughty boy? Yeah? You like me tugging that cock? Yeah, you do. Moan for me. Oh, that's a good boy. You're getting very excited, aren't you? I can feel it trembling. But now, I want you to beg me to make you come. I want you to plead for it. Because I think you should come for me, dirty boy. But you have to beg. Plead. Let me hear you. Don't get shy now. Beg for me to finish you. Look at me. It feels so good, doesn't it? Do you want to come for me? I'm not convinced, though. Okay, dirty boy. Look at my big titties. You like how they bounce while I jack you off? Yeah? Look at my sexy tits and imagine how your cock would feel between them. Yeah? Oh, this is so fucking hot. So dirty. And you're being such a good boy. Now, I want you to beg for me. Aw. That's a good boy. You beg so nicely. Alright, I'm gonna count you down now. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. You know what? I'm not convinced. Your pleading didn't sound all that sincere. No, don't try to change my mind. Oh, now you're gonna threaten me. I do not care. Stay in bed. I'll just skip your room. Your dad? What about him? Oh, I'm not gonna lose my job, silly boy. Even if he suggested it, do you think you're the only one in this house who likes getting a little extra service? Why do you think he makes me wear this stupid uniform? He just loves seeing my big tits about to pop out. So, stay in bed all day if you want. Have fun jerking off into your sock.